This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so finishing up on the so-called hack, we're still going to warn the 1,600 people or so that may have had some information in a screen scrape grabbed. But again, the way it's going out, the way it was encrypted, very, very low probability of that. But the issue is, normally these hacks go on for years. What was it, 88 million Yahoo financial accounts got exposed over, what, 5-6 years? 22 million plus U.S. government employees, their families, everything scraped. That went on for years. This happens for less than one day, and magically, the media is notified about it. So again, everything points towards it being put on there so they could engage in economic sabotage and just try to embarrass us. And you read these sickening articles. This is just one of them that I'm giving you a flavor for. Then we're going to go back to break and come back with our special guest. They go on here in this Fast Company article to tell you what they're really going for here. It would seem that selling products directly on the site is one of the only reliable ways for Jones to bring in revenue, and now it seems even that was hampered. For now, Jones tells ZDNet the problem is fixed. So instead of chancing their data privacy, those buying InfoWars products are merely putting their bodily health at risk. And that's what the average article's like. I'm a criminal. I'm scum. I'm ripping you off. You could get hurt taking my products. I got this shoddy shopping cart that, you know, that's got this malware on it, and this is all going on. Meanwhile, 1 in 5 shopping carts at any one time is infected with this stuff. We have a bunch of big companies, people watching it. They scanned it, said, yeah, it's not there. Because it was put into code so that they could point at it and say, don't shop with Alex Jones. And then we knew what the articles would be. Don't shop with him. They're everywhere trying to take our payment processors away. They're everywhere trying to bankrupt us and shut us down so we can't stand up for the republic and basic freedom. And now this. Again, most hacks go for months, sometimes years of this type. But magically, the hack came out of the Netherlands and then Lithuania, supposedly. You can bounce it from anywhere. But thank goodness security researchers in the Netherlands caught it pretty much instantly when it started happening and then reported to the media so that we could get it fixed. We're really very thankful to the folks over in the Netherlands. Whatever's going on here, but this is classic. And if you go to the Vault 7 that WikiLeaks released, it's the leftist inside the CIA, not the whole agency, and other intelligence agencies have tools way beyond all this, and how to frame people, how to do fake hacks to then discredit people, and it's an exact way to do this, and folks understand how these operations are run. This is a reign of terror, and I'm not worried about InfoWars. I'm worried about the whole country and the whole world because the election stealing that's ongoing, the fraud that we're seeing, the censorship, the calls for overthrowing President Trump and having civil emergency and martial law, and then the Democrats run around and say that that's not happening, and the media says that, it is just a new world. Now, we have a special guest joining us who happens to be a Democrat, but there are some still good Democrats out there. And I'm familiar with some of his work. I haven't read the book yet, but I look forward to it. I've heard it's a great book. Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. And we'll talk to John Milkovich when we come back on the other side. And we're going to get into who Mueller really is and what he's done in the past. You know, helping Whitey Bulger carry out hits and murders. That's Mueller's job. Transferring uranium to the Russians for Hillary. That's Mueller's job. Framing people for the anthrax attacks. That's Mueller's job. He's a really nasty dude. And so we're going to talk to Louisiana State Senator on the other side about this book. And again, here's another person that has courage. If you write something about this gangster, why, they might come after you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I really hate tyranny. What about you, folks? So, yesterday we had Roger Stone and we had one of his lawyers on, Tyler Nixon. And he'd been called before the grand jury. And there, lo and behold, guess who walks into the room all secretly? No one had known because the media is told to not report on it and they follow orders. Guess who the lead prosecutor is under Mueller? It's Hillary Clinton's personal attack dog lawyer. And you're like, that's an incredible conflict of interest. That's over the top. Crazy. Why not make Hillary the judge? Well, why not? I mean, Hillary's talking about running for president again because the Republicans have rolled over and let the deep state Dems start stealing all these elections, so why not? And that's the point I've been getting at as we've entered a brave new world. And, you know, you go back 10, 15 years ago, there were Democrats I liked, there were Republicans I liked. I didn't like Republican blue bloods. I didn't like George Herbert Walker Bush, the establishment. But now, this is another subject for our guest, the National Democratic Party, led by Hillary Clinton still and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Nancy Pelosi, just seems to have no bottom. Now, our guest, John Milkovich, is humbled and honored to represent Louisiana, Senate District 38. His priorities of this term include strengthening the Second Amendment protections, defending traditional marriage, fighting abortion, working to get rid of Common Core, protecting the right of citizens, including principals, teachers, and coaches, to express their faith. You're like, wow, this sounds like Congressman Scalise or something. Well, there are districts where conservatives have to run as Democrats, and that's the secret here. He's passionate about working to prevent an unfair share of the tax burden from being imposed upon small businesses and families and senior citizens. He wrote the book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, in opposition to the witch hunt that has been perpetrated against the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And now they're segueing out of the Russiagate thing, as that fraud comes to a close, to Trump shouldn't question these elections. But they're questioning the election of Trump with no evidence. We have evidence of Broward County and all those other places classically pulling up with trucks and bringing in ballots illegally and all of this. And the counties had people convicted doing this over and over again. It's just insane. So there's a lot of things to talk about. But I guess we should get in the book itself and who is Robert Mueller, because this is a window in to these people. We're all sick of Russiagate, but we're sick of the mainstream media's coverage of it. Who is Robert Mueller? He's a really bad guy. State Senator, thanks for coming on with us. What made you decide to write this book?
Listen, it's great to be here, Alex. Look, I think we start with the fact that whether you like him or not or agree or disagree with everything that he's done, I think the reality is that Donald Trump is an outsider. And Robert Mueller's come after him tooth and nail, obviously with an agenda to take him out as part of the deep state. And I think Dr. Corsi, your good friend, has done a great job saying that there is a plan to take President Trump out by whatever means, whether ethical or not. And so let's look at Robert Mueller. Is he a man of the type of moral integrity and character that we can entrust with this historically and constitutionally monumental task? And the answer is absolutely not. If you look at his career over a period of 30 years, he's been orchestrating cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. What's his modus operandi? It's persecuting the innocent, letting the guilty go free, covering up for globalist insiders and high roller, international high rollers. And because Donald Trump is an outsider, because he believes in American sovereignty, because he's standing up for the preservation of America and fighting against the economic and cultural erosion of America, of course he is in the sights of Mueller and his globalist directors.
Let's get into some of the book. I mean, I haven't read it yet, but I've scanned over it, and I know a lot more about Mueller than I want to know, but I actually learned some things just recently, spending 10 minutes scanning it over. But this guy is covering up 9/11 and the murder of John O'Neill, who was a good FBI agent, and just everything he does. This guy is super bad news. BCCI. Let's start and run through the book.
Well, thank you, Alex. And by the way, I really want to thank you for the work that you're doing on behalf of the American public, on behalf of our republic. I think we all need to be praying for your safety and continued health and good work. Listen, we can start with Whitey Bulger. He's the Irish mafia. And not only was Whitey Bulger operating a reign of terror in Boston, but he was assisted by FBI agents. Well, who is in the geographic and temporal epicenter of Whitey Bulger's FBI reign of terror? Robert Mueller. He's either the assistant U.S. attorney or the U.S. attorney from 82 to 87. What did he do to stop Whitey Bulger or the federal agents that were protecting him? And according to many several reporters, they were actually helping Whitey Bulger commit and cover up murders. Robert Mueller didn't lift a finger, didn't say a word, didn't indict anyone, didn't arrest anyone, didn't prosecute anyone, didn't investigate anyone, didn't even expose anyone. He basically took a powder so that the FBI and a Boston mobster could terrorize the city. Let's move on to Pan Am 103. Pan Am 103 was, according to rank-and-file CIA agents, a closed-and-shut case. This was a Med Jibril assisted by the Iranians and the Syrians that took out this flight. Murdered 270 people, and in fact, Robert Baer, a CIA agent, said, look, well, there was not even a question among CIA agents at the time. He said it was unanimous among the rank-and-file CIA people that this was a hit that in which Iran and Syria were involved. But what happens is Bush Sr. says, look, we're going into the Gulf War. We don't want to get Iran and Syria mad. So let's
blame Libya.
Switch gears. Let's blame Libya. So they, Alex, arrested two Libyan intelligence officers who had nothing to do with the Pan Am bombing, sent one of them to prison. One of them was actually acquitted. And who goes free? Med Jibril goes free, the international drug ring, CIA assisted drug ring that he's operating with. And by the way, there's CIA fingerprints on the Pan Am 103. There was a U.S. Army Major, Charles McKee, who was flying from Europe to America to blow the whistle on a CIA drug-assisted ring that was trafficking heroin into America on December 21st, 1988, when that plane blew up, so did Charles McKee. And the investigation by people that the professional investigators, Interfor, the Israeli investigative agency, private agency, said that, look, the CIA control gave the final go-ahead for the flight to continue when officers on the ground could have stopped it. And there goes 270 people. There goes U.S. Army Major, highly decorated Major Charles McKee and his federal agents. We're going to blow the whistle on the CIA drug wing. So bottom line, the federal agents had the goods on who did that bombing. And because of politics, the investigation was redirected, rerouted. Who gets brought in to help the cover up? Robert Mueller. Let the guilty persecute the innocent. Let the guilty go free. And there are CIA fingerprints on that, a Med Jibril. And what was the evidence? And I want to be brief because I know we have much to cover. But, Alex, there was federal agents that had intercepted conversations between Iran and a Med Jibril contracting to take out an American airliner. They had even intercepted the goods that Iran paid Jibril, $1 million before the bombing, $10 million after the bombing. Jibril was bragging about it. His terrorist cell got caught with bombs about a month or two before the bombing. It was just like the bomb that was used to take Pan Am 103. Look, this is a close and shut case for conscientious federal agents. But instead, they let it happen, and Mueller...
Stay right there. We're going to go to break and come back to this history. Robert Mueller, Aaron Boyd of the New World Order, with State Senator of Louisiana, John Velkovich. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And remember, listeners, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. They're trying to shut us down because we're talking about these things. Once we're shut down, they can then really demonize us and come after us physically, you name it. So it's really important Infowars stay here for a lot of obvious reasons. Spread the links, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread the live feeds and buy the products. InfoWarsStore.com as well. That's how you help fund this operation. We'll also tell you later how you can get Robert Mueller, Aaron Boyd of the New World Order. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get back into Robert Mueller and his real history, which is public, but most people don't know it, to understand why he's this operative for the deep state, for the Clintons and others, and why he's so dangerous and so arrogant. The prosecutor they're using is Hillary Clinton's attack dog. There's an article on Infowars.com about that right now. But my producer was asking this. For a lot of folks that don't know, you have a very conservative background. You're in Louisiana, though. I know a lot of places you can't get elected as a Republican, just the way they've gerrymandered things. So briefly, tell folks for a minute or two how you fell down the rabbit hole and why you are a Democrat.
Well, I'll start by saying this. I'm Alex, I'm very disappointed in the lack of moral compass of many of the National Democrats in Washington, D.C. You know, in the Old South, Democrats a generation ago were people that were for a fair shake for working families, believed in God, against abortion, and just, you know, wanted working families to have access to justice and a fair shake. Unfortunately, the Democratic Party, especially on the national level, has moved towards atheism, evolution, abortion, amorality, taking away our Second Amendment rights. Perhaps above all, or one of the most significant factors, is government programs are the solution for every problem. I don't believe any of those things. I do, as an old-fashioned person, I still believe that it's important for working families to get a fair shake in the justice system and in the taxation system, in the courts and the media. But I share your disappointment in what's going on at the national level in Washington.
Sure. Well, I know how. There are some districts and areas around the country where you've got some Democrats that are more conservative than most conservatives. You just never see them in the national spotlight because the media doesn't want people to know that. So it's good to know there are still a few Democrats out there now. And there's also some Republicans that act like the worst leftists. People like John McCain. Let's get back into Robert Mueller, because a lot of people want to jump off a cliff when they hear about Robert Mueller. They're sick of it. They know it's bull. That's not the story, as you were saying. And you're detailing just in the few minutes we had all the proof of cover-up for cover-up. He's the guy that's brought in, and your book just runs through it all. And then into all the laws they broke to illegally surveil Trump, and then they used the new Russia investigation as a cover for all the illegality there, and then the lack of prosecution of Mueller, Hillary, just the brazenness where these people are supposedly more powerful than the president, all because they've got so many dead bodies under their under their belt.
Well, they need to be taken to task. We've talked about Whitey Bulger, Pan Am 103. We know that President Bush Sr. brought Mueller in to basically sweep criminal activity under the rug, under the carpet, and make sure that the major players and BCCI got a slap on the wrist. Ask these questions about Robert Mueller's morality. After 9/11, he helps whisk the bin Ladens and ranking Saudis, who actually had some potential culpable knowledge about 9/11, helps take them, fly them out of America, yet he goes ahead and corrals hundreds of hapless immigrants to New York City who had nothing to do with 9/11 and basically helps supervise their abuse in New York City jails. So we question Robert Mueller's morality. We question his math. He makes mounts a major prosecutorial attack on Paul Manafort for apparently a few million dollars of tax monies or monies that were misspent. But yet when it's the BCCI folks, committing fraud, money laundering, supporting drug operations to the tune of billions of dollars, where's his math? So he's going to fly off the handle over a few millions, but when the stakes financially, economically, or thousands of times higher, he goes ahead and gets tired and is willing to take orders from the people that don't want the higher-ups held to account. So we question his morality, we question his math, we question his memory, and specifically, and I laud in my book, in fact, I acknowledge specifically the work of your outstanding colleague, Jerome Corsi. He shows that not only did Robert Mueller, according to State Department cables, hand-deliver highly enriched uranium to a tarmac in Russia, according to Jerome Corsi. In addition to that, he basically took a dive and allowed the Clintons to accumulate and later transmit to the Russians 20% of America's uranium interest. So if we want to talk about real Russian collusion, not fake news Russian collusion, but real, Mueller's right in the middle of it.
And let's expand. That's separately confirmed about the uranium, but he claims, well, Hillary ordered him, so it was okay. It's just crazy. You've got real tarmac meetings. Let's remember, Corsi believes he will be indicted Friday by Mueller. So you write a book about Mueller and crushing the deep state, and you get indicted by him. I mean, how obvious is this? And then the Democrats talk about Trump's war on the press when Obama put hundreds of whistleblowers and journalists in prison for nothing. These people are sick.
You're right. No, it is an outrage. And, you know, Mueller, he not only stood down is a good term, to allow the Clintons and the Russians to go ahead and make transactions on 20% of America's uranium interest. He also allowed the Clintons to receive probably, you know, $100 million or several $100 million from the Russian interests in connection with them selling out America's uranium interests. Ruby Ridge, we know that the federal agents shot up Randy Weaver's family. They shot him in the back while he was unarmed and looking at the body of his teenage son who had been shot in the back and killed by a submachine gun wielded by a federal agent. We know that federal agents shot Randy Weaver's wife in the head as she was standing in the doorway of their Ruby Ridge cabin, holding her 10-month-old daughter, excuse me. And what was Mueller's, and of course, I want to be clear, Mueller was not in charge of that investigation or that assault. But according to the New York Times, Mueller's response afterwards was not, why are federal agents shooting up a family in Ruby Ridge, Idaho? His response is, how dare anyone criticize federal agents for shooting an unarmed woman while she's holding a 10-month
baby? Oh, yeah, no, Mueller thinks he's God, and they worship him in D.C., all the little sycophants and cowards. Let's continue on.
9/11. He was brought in by President Bush Jr. 1 week before 9/11. And if that's coincidental, I think the viewers have to decide for themselves. What we do know is that he came in, and instead of investigating 9/11, he covered up 9/11. True investigative efforts to, for example, go out to San Diego and detail the fact that an FBI asset was providing a place to stay and money.
And credit cards to the hijackers. The truth was the hijackers were being protected.
Thank you.
Mueller comes in. John O'Neill was exposing it. He dies on 9/11, a good FBI agent, deputy head of counterterrorism. Deputy director, head of counterterrorism. And so we'll come back and talk about all that. And then Mueller came in and covered up the good FBI agents saying we were ordered to stand down. We'll talk about it more when we come back. We haven't even gotten into the current stuff, the anthrax cover-up, all the patsies, the bizarre deaths there. It just goes on and on. Robert Mueller. Oh, and where do people find Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, John?
Well, Alex, thank you. It's RobertMuellerErrandBoy.com, RobertMuellerErrandBoy.com, or, of course, Amazon, either one.
Absolutely, and get it, read it, and then give it to the local library so a bunch of other folks read it. This man is a monster, an un-American enemy of this country, and his little errand boy, Phil Mudd, says they're going to kill the president. Mueller is really a CIA assassin from Vietnam.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Boy, they got really mad right before my deplatforming when it came out in the news that Robert Mueller was using Jeffrey Epstein, the procurer of young girls for sex, on these rape islands they have, and that Mueller was using him as an informant to set people up. So I said, by extension, if you know something's going on, you let it happen, that he is aiding and abetting the rape of children, which we know they use these sex crimes to control people. And boy, the media said, Jones says Mueller is raping children. No, I said, no, he didn't do that. He just knows what's going on, which is the same thing. So you can add that to the repertoire of everything he's involved in. And just everybody's so scared of this dirty, ugly, stupid killer. And his family involved the Kennedy assassination and all the rest of it. This guy is a big establishment, super rich fat cat. And you know what? He'll face God. He'll face God. There is a heaven. There is a hell. He will face God. God will bring judgment on Robert Mueller. And again, I don't have fun poking criminals like this, but everybody else needs to learn not to be cowards. Because they get off on this and how, oh, you can't talk bad about his majesty. You can't talk bad about him. There is an epic disconnect between the Robert Mueller described by the mass media and officialdom as a model of public propriety and the Robert Mueller documented by independent researchers, a chronic collaborator with career characterized by cover-ups, corruption, and unconceivable conduct, an ever willing instrument of the deep state. You need to read the book, folks, because we're here understanding who these monsters are and the arrogance of Mueller believing that he could go and take on Trump and the populist movement and all this. Well, guess what they are? They're stealing elections everywhere. They're calling for war. They're out of control. They're crazy people. And continuing through his history, you got State Senator John Milkovich, John Milkovich for Senate.com is his website, and he's written Robert Mueller, Aaron Boyd, The New World Order. It's important to drill in and to see who runs these ridiculous witch hunts, and again, to have his main prosecutor in the witch hunt be Hillary Clinton's former personal attack dog. Why not just have Hillary do it? I mean, these people are so arrogant, John.
Well, they've gotten away with a lot, and I appreciate you touching on Mueller's culpability in the cover-up of the events of 9/11. We know that not only did he, post 9/11, try to stop. In fact, a former state senator, Senator Graham from Florida, basically said that, look, we wanted to go to San Diego and find out what an FBI informant is doing, providing cover and shelter for a Saudi terrorist. And Mueller tried to stop him. We know also that when the 9/11 commission was hearing witnesses' testimony, that Mueller was sending minders to that testimony to try to intimidate federal agents and witnesses and new things from telling what they knew. And we know that Mueller, that the FBI agents that were blowing the whistle on that were trying to stop a oncoming terrorist attack, that they were punished, lost their security clearance, essentially some of them drummed out of the FBI. However, the agents that are willing to lie, take orders, do the wrong thing, they get promoted, they get raises, they get money. Let's talk about anthrax. Anthrax, of course, five people died, horrible thing. Coincidentally or not, two of the anthrax samples were directed to senators that were opposing mass surveillance of law-abiding American citizens. We know that initially the government, federal government, tried to say, well, this is the bin Laden clique, and the scientific community quickly came to the fore and said, look, that Mideasterners in caves do not have the technology and the science and the capability to produce anthrax.
They don't have the giant centrifuges. They don't have the systems to produce it to microscopic levels and then make it be aerosolized.
There you go. That's exactly right. And in addition, Alex, after the scientists blew that first theory out of the water, then Mueller, people are saying that this has to be an American lab that's doing work with American intelligence, American military. Well, that looks bad if we have an American lab that's doing black ops, killing people with anthrax. So Mueller said, well, we can't have that. That's going to look too bad if we get the proof that an American lab that's doing intelligence work is actually killing people. And by the way, anthrax, some people think part of the agenda behind this, insofar as it could have been a black op, was to encourage the passage of legislation would take away American liberties, the Patriot Act, and associated. So anyway, what happens? They try the caveman theory. That doesn't work. The arrow starts pointing toward American labs. That's getting very politically incorrect. So what do? They pick on a scapegoat, Bruce Ivins. And what does the scientific evidence show? The best top biochemists in the world that work with these types of spores say there's no way one man could have done it. Richard Spurzel, one of the top spore biochemical experts who works with the United Nations, said, look, it would take me a year over a year with my own lab, all the resources and my own team to try to come up with this highly weaponized aerosolized anthrax.
And now we know where it came from, Fort Detrick, Maryland, at the big supply base.
Right. They pointed at Ivins. He didn't have the team. He didn't have the know-how. He didn't have the technology. Scientific analysis of his anthrax sample showed that they were clearly scientifically, chemically distinct from the anthrax that was used. And the guy has no motive. Why did they pick on him? This is a theory that I mentioned in the book. He did have some emotional problems from a difficult childhood. He had a therapist that was an ex-drug addict or present drug addict who the FBI leaned on, and she was willing to sell out her own patient. So all of a sudden, they can discredit him, basically impugn him, scandalize him, slander him before the case ever gets to court. The bottom line is Bruce Ivins ends up dead before the case ever goes to court, which that's very fortuitous because Mueller's investigation and prosecution and his evidence was falling apart. By the way, the FBI agent that led this investigation sued the FBI because he said the investigation was not, it wasn't a cover-up, and that they covered up evidence that showed that Ivins done it. So, but anyway,
I'll repeat body, that. Repeat that because you're Scott.
The official story is he committed suicide. Okay.
Go back about 20 seconds.
Another, okay. Well, the former FBI agent, Alex, that was leading the anthrax investigation, at least nominally, he actually sued the FBI for trying to shut down a real investigation. He said that the FBI, under Mueller's leadership, sabotaged the anthrax investigation. He filed the whistleblower suit. And of course, Bruce Ivins conveniently died right when Mueller's anthrax investigation was about ready to be subject to public scrutiny.
They crammed a bunch of Tylenol down his throat. Now, a bunch of other people died too. And we'll never even have time in the time we have left next segment to get into the modern stuff he's done. The point is, he is the most corrupt FBI director probably ever, and that's saying a lot. And he is a globalist. You can see what you want about J. Edgar Hoover. He was not out to get rid of the country. And Mueller just is a monster. And, I mean, is that what spurred you? Because you kind of described that on the inside of the book, that studying how bad this guy is and then watching the media, you would think that, you know, he's second only to Jesus Christ. But in reality, he is a horrible thug.
He is. And of course, we haven't even gotten to Alex, the fact that he repeated the lie to the United States Congress to help get us in war, the weapons of mass destruction story put on fake news.
This is a super bad dude. He's always brought forward to really betray people and to launch wars that kill a lot of innocent people. And again, that was go, oh, Jones. You say you care about our military, but you're saying these wars are wrong. Yeah, our military didn't like them either. I'm for the military. I'm not for people lying to bring them to war. And then to take out regimes and put stuff even worse in, which is part of the plan to collapse the Middle East into Europe. We'll be back with some of the current stuff old Mueller's up to.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Posting the fourth hour of the Roger Stone coming up, because there's a bunch of stuff I was going to play that I didn't get to that's so incredibly important. And all of it ties in. We've got Obama-appointed judge who signaled she's going to overturn the Georgia election, even though the Republicans won by 58,000 votes. And the Democrats have found all these trucks full of ballots that, of course, it'll be just like Florida, just like Arizona, just like California. She'll be given the win. And then I've got another article here. It's on InfoWars.com. Hillary's henchwoman heads Mueller's probe of Stone. And then this wasn't even in the news. I don't even say this. But Tyler Nixon, Roger's lawyer, gets called in. And he's there. And sure enough, here she comes in running it, Jeannie Ray. Now, the Democrats, again, are engaged in that type of behavior, but then coming up with Roger Stone, and we're going to go to our guest to finish up. Now you've got the Maryland Attorney General, the California Attorney General, the Chief Counsel of San Francisco with all its filthy tentacles, always reaching out trying to shut us down. I mean, that's really like the capital of Satan's empire. To remove the new acting AG saying Trump has no authority when a 2-year-old okay, maybe a four-year-old, could read Article 2, Section 2, grants the president the power to appoint ambassadors, and he's got and it, you know, his cabinet, all of it, and he's got 210 days until even that has to start the process. If Democrats block it, he can stay there for years. Domestic affairs, and that's the appointments clause. This is just like, though, when they filed all these suits saying the president under the Constitution couldn't control the borders. That's an express thing with the president. He can ban people from whole countries he wants, whatever. That's the power of the presidency in the Constitution. But notice all the courts ruled against him until they got to the Supreme Court, and they said, yeah, 2 + 2 = 4, but barely. And so that's why this country is so close to the edge, why they want to remove Trump. They're even talking about saying Kavanaugh isn't legitimate, just like they're saying Whitaker isn't legitimate. And that they're pulling that out of their rear end, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is everything they're doing is breaking the social contract and is lawless. But when a bunch of lawlessness is being carried out, it is basically a form of martial law by this mafia. And so they keep saying they're worried Trump will declare martial law. Well, they've already basically done it. And so we are rapidly approaching that point of, do you run up the white flag and leave the country? Do you just hope some indictments happen, or you punish these arrogant sycophants like Hillary? I mean, these out of control people. Or what does the president do when you're faced with this? Government stay behind networks from the Democrats, and not, I want to say Democrats, I mean deep state. They got them in both parties, but making their move, sabotaging the president, trying to drive down the economy. Maxine Waters says when she gets control of the committee that deals with finance and jobs, she's going to derail everything. And you see the stock market start going down. This is really a criminal takeover. And if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're a Christian, you have discernment. You know, our guest is a Democrat from Louisiana, but he's a pro-Second Amendment guy and a patriot. I was already familiar with his work. The book, Robert Mueller, John Milkovich. He's written Robert Mueller, Aaron Borth, The New World Order. People can find that on his website. You'll have to come back or go on one of our other shows and do a whole hour just on part two, the modern stuff, which a lot of us know about. But just in a minute or two, or 3 minutes or so, we have time left. Other points you want to say about Mueller? Because I'm not going to say, oh, we're tough guys, we're macho guys, we're going against Mueller. I was told.
Yeah.
I mean, I've basically been in D.C. at some of the biggest law firms and groups, and they literally say, man, you're crazy. Robert Mueller is a killer. He's vengeful. All these people. No, I know Hillary's evil. I know Mueller's evil. It's all these men that, you know, that just think it's tough to act tough, but when it comes time to have moral courage, they have done it. I can't help it. In fact, my guts, you know, don't at a certain level don't like going up against Hillary and flying airplanes everywhere, saying Hillary for president and lock her up. We launched all that. At a gut level, I know it's dangerous. But at another gut level, we're going to lose our entire culture and our society if we don't start standing up. I mean, there's no end to these crazy people. My line in the sand is they want to teach five-year-olds that they're not a boy or girl. My line in the sand is they want to, you know, say my kids belong to the state. My bottom line is they want to say churches can't preach the gospel. I mean, my God, these people are crazy. I mean, doesn't Robert Mueller and all these crooks know they just can't keep trying to enslave us forever? So bottom line, I'm going to get a few other points to you. What was your line in the sand? Because I know you do a lot of, you know, stuff that's, quote, controversial to the establishment.
I just think that as we looked, I came across multiple articles and documentaries by different journalists talking about specific episodes of corruption by Robert Mueller. But I kept coming after episode after episode after episode. At one point, I thought, you know, someone needs to try to bring the corruption together. We have not exhausted it. We haven't even talked today about the fact that Mueller went to the United States Congress and the American people and lied and said, we need wall-to-wall, 24/7, total surveillance of all Americans. We need your phone conversations, your emails, your faxes, your texts in order to stop 9/11, which was another lie.
And now they've used that to politically persecute patriots and outsiders, really independents is what Trump is, trying to fix the country. Really, I mean, Trump, from my research, is really getting up there at bat. He believes if he just turns the economy back on and acts like a decent president, that America would unify. But sadly, I'm not sure. America may be so diseased by the mainstream media that I'm not sure we're not too far gone at some point. It's very sad.
Well, and I do think that what's happening, And this, there is the epic, what we call an epic disconnect between the Robert Mueller that's presented in the mainstream media and his biography. His biography is corruption, callousness, and carelessness with the truth. So when you look at that dichotomy, so that's number one, the absolute discrepancy or chasm between the presentation and the reality, and secondly, the fact that where do we find that he has the moral or moral credibility or integrity or character to conduct an investigation of this constitutional and historical magnitude? He does not. It's hard to conceive of anyone in America that would be less ethically qualified to conduct this investigation into President Trump. And I'll reiterate, and I think you, this is a theme of your media presentation, Alex. I applaud you for it. Donald Trump is an outsider. The globalists don't like him because he's standing up for an independent, sovereign, and free America. Mueller is no patriot. He's an anti-patriot. He's trampling the Constitution. In investigation after investigation after investigation, the truth is collateral damage.
It's like a football game that never ends, but I care 1,000 times more. And we just see Trump trying to bring the country back, trying to bring people together, and then everything that the mainstream media says about him is really what they're doing, and just the increasing the lies and increasing the hate. It just surprises me that they've found enough people to be obstructionist and to lie like this. It just really scares me about how truly immoral the media class is.
You know, Alex, this is my perception, and I may be wrong, you may disagree with me, but there is a generational chasm in perceptions about President Trump. Our generation, I hate to say publicly how old I am, but let me say I'm certainly north of 40. Is seeing this president and this presidency much different than people that are in their teens, 20s, and 30s. And, of course, I think it's the educational system in America that's been given to Common Core, and the socialists have taken over, and the agendas, and my goodness, we have to be in the class.
Well, sure, because after all the corruption, the whole corrupt system's coming after him, and it's so obvious he's a lion surrounded by hyenas, and then people are just, some of them are rejecting it, even though it's obviously good for them.
I just think in our age group, there is a strong critical mass of people that understand that this president, for all of his mistakes and errors, and the only perfect man that we know of was nailed to a tree, we know that, but I really get the fact that he loves America, and I think we need to pray for the president to connect with ethnic minorities to a greater degree than ever before, and I think he's doing that. We need to pray for him to connect more and more strongly with not only with ethnic minorities, but Democrats, independents. And I was thinking about this the other day. It's even ironic that he gets criticized for hating the Muslims. It's not actually even true. What he has done is he's, number one, he said, I don't want jihadists in America. That's not anti-Muslim. That's anti-jihadist. And number two, he says that if the Muslim jihadists are torturing and murdering people in the Mideast, we're going to take them on right where they are and wipe them off the face of the map. This president,
Hold on. Do 5 more minutes.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.